Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Hey Mishnah Dalet and Parak Hey Mishnah Hey. The previous cases that we've been discussing were situations and cases where we had Truma that was mixed with Chulin. And we said that if there's 100 times more Chulin than Truma, then you are certainly allowed to eat the mixture. In some cases, the Truma was Tameh and the Chulin was Tahor. In some cases, the Truma was Tahor and the Chulin was Tameh. And certainly we can look in the previous Mishnahs for the Halachos in all of those various cases. Now that we're going to be dealing with a case and situation where a saw of truma, temeya, that can't be eaten by anyone, even a kohen, fell into 100 saw of truma, tahora. And the question is, can or when can a kohen eat this mixture that has some truma temeya mixed in with it? Says the Mishnah, saw truma temeya, shenafla lemeya, saw truma tar. We have a case where a saw of truma temeya, of truma that's tameh, fell into 100 saw of truma tahora. So there's 100 times more truma tahora in there. And the question is, there's 100 times more. So just like we said previously, that if there's 100 times more chulin than truma, that a non-kohen can eat it. So the question is, does the same halacha apply when we have a situation where there's 100 times more truma tahora than truma temeya? But Beis Shammai Usrin says, the Mishnah Beis Shammai prohibits this mixture from being eaten even by a kohen because there's truma temeya in it, even though there's 100 times more truma tahora. Ubeis Hillel matirin, and Beis Hillel permits. Beis Hillel says that you're allowed to eat this mixture because it's batel. There's 100 times more truma tahora, and therefore you can eat the entire mixture, including the truma temeya. Now we're going to get to the actual rationales and the opinions for both of these opinions. Amru Beis Hillel LeBeis Shammai. Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai in explaining his opinion, Hoel Hutahora Asura Lazarim Utemeya Asura Lekoanim. Just like we know that Truma Tahora is forbidden to be eaten by non-Kohanim, and Truma Temeya is forbidden to be eaten by regular Kohanim, therefore Ma Tahora Ola, just as Truma Tahora becomes cancelled in 100 pieces of Chulin, in 100 parts of Chulin, then the entire mixture is then permitted to anyone else. Af Temeya Tala. So too, Truma Temeya should be nullified and cancelled when there's 100 times more Truma Tahora in the mixture, and then it certainly should be permitted to Kohanim. That's the Kal Vachomer, that's the rationale, that's the opinion of Beis Hillel in this case. However, Amr Lehem Beis Shammai disagrees and says, lo, absolutely not. Whether Truma Tahora can cancel Truma Temeya cannot be learned from this question of Chulin working to nullify Truma Tahora. That doesn't work. Why? Im ha'elu ha'chulin ha'kalin ha'mutarin lezar mez tahora. If Chulin, which has a leniency, what's the kula, what's the leniency by Chulin, that it's allowed to be eaten by non-Kohanim, anyone can eat Chulin. So if Chulin, which is Mekil, can cancel out Truma Tahora, if there's 100 times more Chulin, then Tala Truma HaChamura HaAsura Lezar Mesetemeya, does that mean that we can say then that Truma, which has astringency, which is strict, it's forbidden to be eaten by a zar, it's forbidden to be eaten by non-Kohanim, and therefore that can cancel Truma Temeya? Absolutely not. And Beis Shammai clearly disagrees with the rationale, with the opinion of Beis Hillel. However, ultimately this machlokas was resolved, and as the Mishnah is about to tell us, Beis Shammai changed their opinion and ultimately held like Beis Hillel. And says the Mishnah, La'achar Shehudu, after Beis Shammai agreed and came back to the opinion of Beis Hillel, the question then is, what happens? Does one then need to remove some of the esav of Truma Temeya, like we kept saying when it came to Truma and Chulin? You got to still remove the sa'a of Truma in that case. So Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, Teirom v'tisari. If you got to still remove the saw of the Truma Temeya, you got to burn it completely, because we assume that it is completely and totally Tameh, that this is the Tameh saw. This is Rabbi Eliezer Lishitasa, because again, Rabbi Eliezer holds that whatever you're taking out, we assume it has the exact same status of whatever initially fell in, and you got to burn it completely because we assume that it has the status of Truma that is Tameh. But the Chachamim say, avda bimeuta, that the Chacham are of the opinion that the original truma tamea, impure truma that fell in, is completely lost by the fact that there are 100 times more truma tahora in there, and therefore you don't have to remove anything according to the Chachamim, and that's how we paskin. Now, what's interesting is that previously we did say that when we had chulin and chumi, you did have to take out a little bit. But the reason why this is different is because the only reason why there we had to take out a little bit for the kohen was because we didn't want the kohen to lose that. If you have a mixture of chulin and truma fell into the chulin. So even though it's batel, even though there's 100 times more chulin, he still had to take out a little bit of the truma and give that to the kohen. But here it's going to the kohen anyway because it's all truma. It's just truma tamei and truma tahora, but it's all truma, and therefore because it's going to the kohen anyway, nothing needs to be taken out. Nothing needs to be removed from this mixture. Okay, now we're continuing with Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, says the Mishnah. Saw truma shenafla lameh, we saw truma that fell into 100 times the amount of chulin. Like we said before, hagbiha v'nafla l'makom acher. What do you got to do? So first we said that you got to take out hagbiha. He takes out the sav truma that you have to remove, even though it's 100 times more chulin. You still got to remove a sav truma and give it to the kohen. But v'nafla l'makom acher. But then the Mishnah says that it fell into another mixture of chulin. And the question is going to be, how do we treat that which we took out of this mixture? Do we treat it like we just removed truma, and therefore in the next mixture you need 100 times the amount for the bittul to work, for the nullification to work again? Or no, do we assume that it's not the exact same truma that fell in the original mixture, and therefore we might not require 100 times, we'd require much, much, much less? Rabbi Eliezer says, Midama'as ketrumas vad, ketruma vadai. We assume that it's a case of meduma, it's a case of trumas vadai. Whatever we removed is considered to be truma. Again, this is the Rabbi Eliezer Lishitaso, and according to his same opinion, because he holds that whatever we removed from the original mixture has the exact same status as what fell into the original mixture, and therefore, because he's removing soft truma, this is truma, and therefore, in this new mixture, it's going to have to be the 100 to 1 ratio once again. However, v'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, eina midamas, it's not a case of miduma. We don't require the 100 times the amount. El lefi cheshbon. Rather, we're simply going to calculate how much truma and chulin. So in the original mixture, there was 100 to 1. So in this new mixture, piece of truma, this new saw of truma that we remove from the mixture, there's, let's say, 100 chulin to 1 truma. So that percentage, that ratio still applies when calculating the truma in the next mixture. Quick review, Perek Hey Mishnah Dalid discussed the case where you had the saw of truma temeah falling into a 100 saw of truma tahora. We saw originally it was a machlokes between Beshamay and Bezil. Beshamay initially said that it's not allowed even for a kohen because truma temeah can never become nullified, can never become canceled. Bezil disagreed and permitted it, assuming that there's 100 times more truma tahora than truma temeah. The Mishnah then sort of gave the original rationale for Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but ultimately Beis Shammai agreed with the opinion of Beis Hillel, namely that if there's 100 times more truma tahora in the mixture, then you're allowed to give that to a kohen, and a kohen can certainly eat it because the truma temeya, which by itself can't be eaten by a kohen, became nullified and canceled by the truma tahora. And then the question was, though, does one still need to remove, even according to this new opinion of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, that you're allowed to eat it, a kohen's allowed to eat it, but then again, do we need to still remove a little piece representing the truma temeya? So according to Rabbi Eliezer, you do, because he holds that whatever we removed is the same as what originally fell in, and therefore you have to remove a saw of truma and burn it, assuming that that would be, and really taking on the status and the place of the truma that was tamei, burning it. But the Chachamim, and that's how we pass, can disagree and say no, that we don't need to. We assume that the truma tamei became completely butted up, completely nullified and canceled in the mixture of truma tahora, and therefore you would not need to remove anything left from that mixture. And then Perakei Mishnah Hey discussed the case where the piece of truma that we did remove, we had truma and chulin that met the 100 to 1 ratio, we removed the truma from that, the additional saw of truma, but then that additional saw of truma fell into another mixture of chulin, and the question was, do we require the 100 to 1 ratio in that in that mixture as well. Rabbi Elazar says we absolutely do, because this takes on the status of truma, and therefore we require the 100-to-1 ratio. But the Chacham disagree and said no, that there's no case of meduma here. That as long as there's the vast majority is chulin, then it would work, and we don't have to apply the case of the 100-to-1 ratio of meduma. Have a great day.